The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 24, 2008, in Tartu, Estonia.
Bhagavad Gita 9:14. Always chanting my glories.
Always chanting my glories.
Endeavoring with great determination.
Endeavoring with great determination.
Bowing down before me,
bowing down before me,
these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as a Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smadanam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. So that means there's full Krishna consciousness and there's partial Krishna consciousness, you see. So we have to strive for full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatma's great souls strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He simply can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master. And in any position, either as a householder, a sannyasi, or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, even Estonia, is it? He can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God, and even in Tartu, you see. He can perform this devotional service and thus become actually a Mahatma, great soul.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupa Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, some people say, why do you chant? Why don't you just do yoga asanas?
Miks te lihtsalt ei tee yoga aasanaid?
Deep breathing, pranayam.
Sellist sügavat hingamist, pranayamat.
Why are you always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Et miks te lihtsalt pidevalt kordate Hare Krishna?
Well, the answer is very simple.
Vastus on väga lihtne.
God has ordered us to chant.
Jumal on meid käskinud.
Is there anything else we need to know? To follow the orders of God, you see. To agree to follow the instructions of God. That's how you become happy. The only reason we suffer anxiety in this world
ainuke põhjus, miks me kogeme ärevus selles maailmas,
is that we are not pleasing God by our actions, that's all.
On see, et me lihtsalt ei rahulda Jumalat oma tegevustega.
If we do not know His instructions and we do not obey His instructions, we cannot please Him, you see.
Kui me ei tea tema juhendusi, siis me ei saa ka järgida tema juhendusi ja me ei saa ka teda rahuldada.
But if we know His instructions and we carry out His instructions,
aga kui me teame tema juhendusi, siis me ka sooritame tema juhendusi.
Then we become full of bliss.
Ja siis me saame olema täis õndsust.
So you may say, well, the mass of people don't even know what his instructions are.
Aga te võite öelda, et enamik inimesi ju ei tea, mis on tema juhendused.
So you can't really blame them, I mean them.
Et tegelikult ega neid ei saagi süüdistada.
If you go to the UK, you see, you're driving down the street.
Kui näiteks lähed sinna Suurbritanniasse, Inglismaale, ja sõidate mõõda tänavalt.
Do you drive a car?
Kas sõidad autoga?
You see. How do you drive a car? Who drives a car?
Kes autoga sõidab?
You drive. In Estonia, you drive on the right or the left?
Mis pool kas parem on või vasakul pool?
On the right. So, yeah. Now, if you go to the UK, you see, you hop in a car and you start driving. You will naturally drive on the right. Because that is your habit. But the police will come and they will say, you're breaking the law. He will now charge you big, you have to pay a big fine as punishment for driving on the wrong side. You say, well, I'm only visiting from Estonia, I didn't know. You know, say, sorry, the law is the law. Ignorance is no excuse. So, if we say we don't know the laws of God, therefore we cannot be blamed for breaking them.
Siis ei saa ka meid mõista süüdi nende rikkumises.
Not a very good excuse.
Siis ei ole tegelikult üldsegi väga hea.
One should find out what are the instructions of God.
Inimene peaks aru saama ja uurima, mis on Jumala juhendused.
If you're visiting the UK, you should find out before you get in a car, what are the laws of the road here?
Et kui te külaste Inglismas, peaksid uurima, et mis on seadused, mis moodi tee peal peab sõitma.
It is common sense.
See on tavaline arukus.
There is one saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
On siukene väljend, kõnekäed, et kui oled Roomas, siis sa teed nii nagu roomlased teevad.
You've heard that saying before, when in Rome do as the Romans do?
Et kas oled siis kõnekäed nende kuulnud?
No. Yes, it is a common thing. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. So, this world is the property of God, actually. It is part of God's kingdom. So, if you're living in God's kingdom, you should find out what God wants, what His laws are.
Ja kui teda Jumala kuningriigis peaksid teada, millised on need seadused, mida Jumal tahab.
Because if you knowingly or unknowingly break the law, what do you call them?
Et kui te kas teadlikult või ebateadlikult rikute seadus, kuidas teid siis nimetada?
What is the word for criminal in Estonian?
Kurjategija.
Kurra?
Kurjategija.
Kurjategija?
Kurjategija.
Dehiar?
Tekija. Tekija.
Anyway, you become one of those.
Et igal juhul ühe sõnaga, teis saab üks selline, kurjategija.
So, can a criminal ever be happy?
Kas kurjategija saab kunagi olla õnnelik?
Does he ever have peace of mind?
Kas tal kunagi on mõistuses rahu?
No.
Ei.
He's always afraid of getting caught. One time my spiritual master, Srila
Prabhupada,
he was walking in Calcutta in India with one policeman. They were walking together through the marketplace. And every now and then some man would just take off running.
Ja aeg-ajalt siis mõni mees lihtsalt pan jooksu.
So Prabhupada asked the policeman, why are these men running? What's going on here?
Ja Prabhupada küsis politseinikud, et mis toimub, et mis on mehed niimoodi jooksu panevad?
He said, oh, they are criminals. Even though I had no idea they were criminal and that I wasn't coming to arrest them, but they thought that maybe this policeman is coming to arrest me. Let me run from this place.
Et politseinikud ütles niimoodi, et kuigi ma ei tulnud selle eesmärgiga, et neid inimesi mehi arreteerida, aga kuna nad on kartuses ja mõtlevad, et ma võin tulla ja nad näevad mind, siis kohe panevad lehti.
Even though there was no warrant for their arrest, they were not being chased by the police.
Kuigi need mehi tegelikult politsei poolt taga ei aetud.
They were completely fearful that the police are coming.
Olid need politseinikud sellegi poolest täiesti suures kart või olid need mehed täiesti suures kartuses, et politsei võib neid kinni püüda.
I see. Okay. So, someone has a low battery, check your camera.
Et kellegi kaameral on patarei, nagu hakkab tühjaks saama, tšekkige, vaadake üle.
And if you have a low spiritual battery, check your chanting.
Ja kui teil on, te hakkab tühjaks saama vaine patarei, siis vaadake üle oma mantra kordamine.
Just as you may charge, you have to charge your battery for your camera, your mobile phone to keep it running properly.
Just nagu te peate oma mobiiltelefoni või siis nagu oma seda kaamerat, seda akut laadima.
If you want your spiritual life to go on nicely, you must charge your spiritual battery every day.
Ja kui te tahate, et te vaimne oleks hästi, siis te peate alati iga päev oma vaimsed akusid laadima.
You need a solid charge every day.
See on olema väga kindel laeng iga päev.
Minimum 16 rounds.
You see. 16 ringi.
That's charging your battery properly.
See on teie batterei korralik laadimine.
So you can function very nicely.
Et te saaksite funktsioneerida väga hästi.
And not be pinched by the material nature.
Ja et teid ei näpistaks materiaalne loodus.
Do you want to be pinched by the material nature?
Kas te tahate, et teid näpistaks materiaalne loodus?
Then chant at least 16 rounds every day. That will keep you just like if you're drowning in the ocean. But somehow you can get your nose above the water. Then you'll be safe. If you can somehow get enough buoyancy, you know that word buoyancy? The ability to float. You can get enough buoyancy to keep your nose above the water, then you're safe.
Et kui te suudate piisavalt niimoodi hulpida, hüljuda vees, et oma nina on siis veest väljas, siis te ellu.
So 16 rounds is the minimum to keep your nose above the water of the material nature.
Nii, siis 16 ringi on minimum, et hoida ma nina siis veel väljas.
So you can be solid in Krishna consciousness.
Et saaksid olla püsiv Krishna teadvuses.
That's why we ask our initiates, every day you must chant at least 16 rounds.
Selles me küsimegi nende poolt, küsime nendelt ja nõuame nendelt, kes on initseeritud.
And if for some reason you miss on one day, then you must make them up the next day.
Et need, kes on initseeritud, on kasi korda muuses ringi. Aga kui mingil juhul ei suuda, näiteks ühel päeval korrata kõiki ringe, siis järgmise päeval peate need järgi tegema.
So anyway, back to the policeman in the marketplace.
Ehk ühesõnaga, lähme nüüd tagasi selle turu ja politseiniku juurde.
Remember the policeman in the marketplace?
Mäletate politseiniku turu peal?
Yeah. The thief, he is always in anxiety.
Varas on pidevalt ärevuses.
When the police will come and catch me.
Kunas politsei tuleb ja püüab mind kinni.
Therefore, if we are not living in harmony with the laws of God,
seega, kui me ela harmoonias Jumala seadustega,
we must be unhappy and miserable, you see.
Siis me peame olema õnnetud.
Just like you told me this morning, Kairi, that you are depressed, you see.
Just nagu sina, Kairi, rääkisid mulle täna hommikul, et sa oled depressioonis.
The cause of that depression is when we are not living in harmony with God's laws, you see.
Ja selle depressiooni allikas on see, et me ei ela harmoonias Jumala seadustega.
Then we must become depressed.
Ja siis me ei jää muud üle, kui lihtsalt nii-öelda langeda depressiooni.
See, the psychologists, they have so many cures. They say, well, take this antidepressant medicine. Dude, this is all rubbish, nonsense.
Et teadlased on igasugused variant, igasugused lahendused. Võtta seda antidepressanti tabletti ja nii edasi, siis see parandab. Tegelikult see kõik on jama.
The natural state of the living being is to be full of bliss.
Elusolendi tegelik olemus on see, et ta on täis õndsust.
So all you have to do is come back to your natural state of being in harmony with God.
Seega kõik, mis sa pead tegema, on lihtsalt ühesõnaga jõudma tagasi sellesse oma olemusse, mis on harmoonias Jumalaga.
So, how does one harmonize with God?
Nii, kuidas siis küsimus, kuidas siis harmoniseeruda Jumalaga?
Just like if I have one friend, how do I live in harmony with my friend?
Siis kui mul on üks sõber, kuidas ma elan harmoonias oma sõbraga?
Do I live in harmony by displeasing them?
Kas ma elan harmoonias talle nii-öelda siis rahutus valmistades?
Or do I live in harmony by pleasing them?
Või ma elan harmoonias oma sõbraga, talle rahutus pakkudes.
Which is it? Pleasing or displeasing? Which is harmony?
Rahutus pakkudes või siis rahutus pakkudes? Kumb on siis?
What do you say?
On harmoonia. Mida sa jätad?
What is harmony? Pleasing or displeasing?
Mis on harmoonia?
Pleasing, yeah.
Jumalat ikkagi rahutus pakkumine.
So we can find out how to please God.
Seega, kui me leiame üles selle viisi, mis moodi Jumalat rahuldada.
We will live in a state of constant harmony and will never become depressed or unhappy.
Siis me elame pidevas harmoonias ja me mitte kunagi ei muutu õnnetuks.
So, how do you please someone?
Ja kuidas te kedagi rahuldate?
It's very simple thing.
See on väga lihtne asi.
You do what they want.
Te teete seda, mida ta tahab.
Find out, what do they like?
Otsige ja vaadake, mis talle meeldib.
It's like if you're cooking a dinner for your friend.
Näiteks, kui te teete süüa oma sõbrale.
For their birthday, you see.
Näiteks tema sünnipäevaks.
You ask them, what is your favorite foods, you see.
Siis te küsite temalt, et mis on su lemmik toit?
What kind of salad do you like?
Misugune salat sulle meeldib?
What kind of dessert do you like?
Misugune magustoit sulle meeldib?
What kind of vegetable do you like?
Misugune köögivili sulle meeldib?
Of course you don't ask them about meat, because we don't eat meat.
Muidugi sa ei küsi temalt liha kohtadest.
But you find out, what are their favorite foods, you see.
Sa peaksid küsima, küsite temalt, et mis on tema lemmik toidud?
What is your favorite kind of fruit juice?
Mis on sinu näiteks lemmik mahlajook?
You get all the details weeks in advance, so they don't suspect anything.
Juba nädalaid ette. Sa küsid, et nad ei hakkaks kahtlustama.
A little here, a little there, so they don't understand what's going on.
Nad ei hakkaks kahtlustama.
And then when it comes to their birthday, they come in and there is every one of their favorite things all at one time. That is absolutely amazing.
Ja kui jõuab kätte nende sünnipäeva, nad tulevad ruumi oodal, et kõik tema lemmik asjad on siis seal olemas.
So that's how you live in harmony with someone.
Ja selliselt elati kellegiga harmoonis.
You do what pleases them.
Ja teete seda,
Thank you. So Krishna is giving all the hints in the Bhagavad Gita what pleases him.
Krishna annab siis kõik vihje Bhagavad Gitas.
All you have to do is read the Bhagavad Gita. And you'll find out exactly what pleases Krishna. He tells you what kind of foods he likes. What kind of music?
Mis sorti muusika talle meeldib?
He gives you everything.
Annab teile kõik.
So you can please him very nicely.
Te saaksite teda väga hästi rahuldada.
In this verse, he's telling us if you want to do some singing, you should sing my glories. You see.
Selles versis ütleb, et kui tahate laulda midagi, siis te peaksite laulma minu hiilgusest.
He's not asking that we sing him Beatles songs. You see.
Ta ei palu, et me talle Beatlesite laule laulaksime.
Or Bob Dylan song. Is
või Bob Dylan'i laule.
Huh?
He says always. Not when you
like. He's not asking for those.
No, I'm saying he's saying always chant my glories, not sometimes.
That's right. He's not asking for these other things. He's telling you specifically what he wants.
Et ta ei küsi mingi teise asja, ta küsib konkreetselt täpselt asja, mida ta tahab.
He wants to always vibrate his glories.
Ta tahab, et me alati vibreeriksime tema hiilgust.
So, there are many, many songs glorifying Krishna. But if you don't know them, that's all right. You can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. You can chant it you can chant it as a meditation, japa meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Or you can sing it in kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you can do it in kirtan also. Or you can do it in writing. You can write some article about what you've realized about Krishna. That is another type of kirtan. Or you can tell someone about Krishna. You may make some friend while you're on the bus. So you can tell them about Krishna. Or you may hand someone a book about Krishna. And say, here, read this book. So in this way we can always be engaged in hearing about Krishna. And in glorifying Krishna. And in this way, we will please him very much. In this way, we will be in a state of harmony with God. And we will taste the sweetest happiness at every minute. In other words, why would we want to suffer? If I offered you a cup of suffering, would you drink it? So, why should we suffer, you see?
Miks me peaksime siis kannatama?
I'm the spiritual master, he is offering a cup of nectar, a cup of bliss.
Vahe me õpetaja pakub
And the material society is offering a cup of poison. Yeah, material society is offering a cup of misery. So which cup do you want to drink? The cup of misery or the cup of bliss?
Et millis siis seda karikat juua tahate? Kas mürgi karikat või õndsuse karikat?
Your choice.
Teie valik.
But our problem is we knowingly drink poison.
Aga meie probleem on see, et me teadlikult joome mürgi.
Foolishly, we knowingly drink poison. Can you imagine that?
Me rumalalt teadlikult joome mürgi. Kas kujutate?
Knowingly, we drink misery.
Teadlikult joome kannatusi.
Because we're so conditioned to be miserable.
Siis me oleme nii tingimuses sõltuvad.
We think, well, misery isn't Misery isn't that bad. Maybe go ahead and just be miserable. But an intelligent person says, no, I don't want any misery. I reject misery. I want pure happiness. You see, without any misery, that's what I want and nothing else. Such a person who is determined to have a life completely free from misery will be inspired by the Lord within their heart to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. Who can then guide them, inspire them, and bless them how to achieve that state of pure, unadulterated happiness. So we are encouraging all of you tonight. Please learn for your own benefit. Learn this science of how to enter into pure, unadulterated happiness.
Et palun iseenda kasuks õppige ja mõiske seda teadust, kuidas saab üldiselt õnnelikuks.
Stop drinking from that cup known as misery.
Et lõpetage sellest karikast joomine, sellest karikast, mille nimi on.
From now on you should only drink from that cup of transcendental bliss.
Nüüd te peaksite jooma ainult sellest karikast, mille nimi on transcendentaalne õndsus.
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna teadvus.
Is the real bliss.
On tõeline õndsus.
Take it.
Võtke see.
Don't miss this opportunity.
Ärge jäägi ilma sellest võimalusest.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Kas on küsimusi?
Yes.
Could you please explain how is it that we, although we may know that something is poison, why do we still drink it?
Because there is real bliss somewhere.
Et ma küsin seda, kuigi näiteks me teame.
And because you haven't tasted it yet,
et kuigi me teame, et on olemas mürk, aga me ikkagi,
you imagine the misery to be blissful.
I have to catch up with you.
Next question.
Järgmine küsimus. Kas te saite aru?
Et see mõrk on nagu siis pika toimeline, oleks see mõrk kohe niimoodi.
Mõjuks.
Ja mõjuks, et siis inimesed saaksid aru, aga nad ei seosta nagu seda.
Mõrk on seda kohe. So, Indrek is saying that so is this poison like how to say like long effect that it doesn't kill immediately, it kills like in long term. So the people, you know.
Yeah, it's a slow, insidious poison.
Et tead, see on siukene vaikselt tappev mürk.
Material sense gratification is a very slow, gradual death.
Et materiaalne meelte nautimine on vaikne, et on selline aeglane surm.
It appears to be so enjoyable.
See tundub olevat nii nautitav.
But actually it's killing you.
Tegelikult see tapab.
Someone therefore has to hear from bona fide authorities.
Sellepärast inimene peaks kuulama ja kuulatuma siis autoriteetsetele.
And understand how deadly it is.
Ja mõistma, kui surmav see on.
And therefore give it up.
Ja seega sellest loobama.
You remain attached to it. You'll never taste transcendental consciousness.
Ja, kui sa oled sellesse kiindunud, nagu püsivalt jääd sellesse kiindunuks, siis sa mitte kunagi ei koge seda transcendentaalset õndsust.
You have to break free from your attachment to material enjoyment.
Seega sa peaksid murdma vabaks oma materiaalsetest kindlustest.
Let it go.
Et laskma sellel minna.
Put your heart and soul completely in the Krishna consciousness now.
Ja andma ja panema kogu oma hinge ja südame Krishna teadusesse.
And then you really taste the bliss.
Ja siis sa tõeliselt hakkad kogema seda
õnnistust. Why suffer unnecessarily?
Miks kannatada ilma asjata?
Didn't you notice in the purport, Prabhupada talks about full Krishna consciousness?
Kas panite tähele selles, selgis Prabhupada räägib täiest Krishna.
There's two types of Krishna consciousness.
On olemas kahte tüüpi Krishna teadus.
Full Krishna consciousness.
Täielik Krishna teadus.
And fool Krishna consciousness.
Ja rumal Krishna teadus, see sõnaga mängib.
One who doesn't take to it fully, he is fool.
Et see, kes siis täielikult Krishna teadus ei süvene, see on inimene rumal.
Of course, he is better than someone who doesn't take to it at all.
Muidugi kahtlemata see inimene on parem selles, kes üldse Krishna teadusega ei tegele.
But to take to Krishna consciousness and not to take to it fully, that is foolish.
Aga et hakata tegema Krishna teadusega, aga mitte täielikult.
Therefore, take full Krishna consciousness, not fool Krishna consciousness.
Seega siis ühesõnaga võtke täielik Krishna teadus, aga mitte siis rumal Krishna teadus.
Even my father taught me.
Isegi minu isa õpetas mind.
He said, son,
ütles poeg,
if you're going to do a job, do it right or don't do it at all.
Ütles, et kui sa teed mingit tööd, siis tee seda hästi või ära üldse tee seda.
So I'm following his advice.
Ja seega ma järgin tema
I'm doing Krishna consciousness right.
Ma teen Krishna teadvust õigesti.
By fully surrendering to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
Ma olen täielikult alistanud oma vaimse õpetaja, Srila Prabhupadale.
And I expect all those of you here to do the same thing.
Ja ma ootan ka kõikidel teilt, kes täna siin olete.
We don't want any fool Krishna consciousness here in Tartu.
Et me ei taha siin Tartus rumalat Krishna teadvust.
We want full Krishna consciousness here.
Me tahame siin täieliku Krishna teadust.
Because that will give the nectar.
See on see, mis annab nektarit.
That will give the result.
See annab tulemuse.
Isn't it a fact?
Kas see pole fakt?
Is it?
Kas pole?
Why have full Krishna consciousness? You can have full Krishna consciousness.
Miks sa tahad ikka taaski rumalat Krishna teadust, kui sa saaksid täieliku Krishna teadust?
Why deny yourself the bliss?
Miks siis nii-öelda ühesega piirata ennast ja mitte võtta vastu õndsust.
Do you know the result of full Krishna consciousness?
Kas te teate siis täieliku Krishna teadvuse olemust?
I was just reading this morning, when you get to the asakti stage, attachment.
Ma just täna hommikul lugesin, kui jõuate asakti tasandile.
You remember what is your eternal vasa with Krishna in the spiritual world.
Siis teile tuleb meelde, milline on teie transcendentaalne algne rasa Krishnaga vaimses maailmas.
So why you wouldn't want full Krishna consciousness?
Küsimus, miks te ei peaks tahtma täielikku Krishna teadust?
You go completely beyond this body here in the material world.
Et te nii-öelda täiesti kaugenete sellest kehas siin materiaalses maailmas.
You actually realize who you are in Krishna's pastime.
Ja te täielikult siis mõistate, kes te olete Krishna igavestes
maailmas. Of course, that is a very advanced stage.
Mõistagi on see vägagi kõrge tase.
It is not to be imitated.
Seda ei tohiks imiteerida.
To artificially imitate advanced stages of bhakti, that is called sahajya.
Sahajaks nimetatakse seda, kui me kunstlikult imiteerime bhakti kõrgemat tasemeid.
To take it cheap.
Ehk ühesaga, kui me võtame seda asja odavalt.
Take it too easy.
Võtame asja liiga kergelt.
In Malaysia, the word sahaj means easy. And in India also.
Sahaj.
The cheap, easy way.
Tähendab nagu kerge odav tee, nii malaise kui india keeles.
Just like in, I don't know about here in Europe, but in America they have what are called diploma mills.
Ma ei tea, kuidas siin Eestis, aga Ameerikas on sellised asjad, nagu ütleme nii-öelda.
You can get a PhD very easily.
Diplomi ütleme siis veskid.
You send them some money and they mail you a certificate that you have your PhD certificate.
Et sa niimoodi ühesõnaga, et saate neist doktori raadi, et saadate sinna kirja ja
You don't attend the university, you don't have to go to any exams, nothing. You just pay them money and they give you a certificate, PhD. You see. Very nice looking diploma with all the fancy stuff on it. See. So what is the good of it, such a cheap PhD? It has no value. It's bogus.
See on wheels.
So don't imagine that you have achieved some advanced stage of bhakti. You'll be cheating yourself and cheating others also, that's all. Just become a humble servant of the spiritual master. Stick tightly to his lotus feet. That's how you advance in Krishna consciousness. If you argue with the spiritual master, you are nonsense. Spiritual master means where there is no argument. That is spiritual master. So don't take guru as some kind of pet dog. You must take guru where you can completely surrender. That is guru. You see. You should become a dog to the spiritual master.
Actually.
It's like the faithful dog, he serves his master. So you must become like them, to a dog to the master. In India, there are two types of dogs. There are street dogs with no master. And there are very few. Mostly all the Indian dogs in India, they are street dogs. And they are horrible condition. They are skinny. They've lost all their hair due to skin disease. They have horrible wounds all over the body where other dogs have bitten them. It just breaks your heart to see the poor creatures. But there are some dogs we have seen on Juhu Beach in Bombay. Where the wealthy men, they take their morning walk on the beach. The rich, wealthy class. And following the Western way, they have gotten dogs, you see. And the dogs that go with those wealthy men, they are stout and strong dogs, you see. They are jolly. They go with their master down the beach. So, the dog who has master, he is very well situated. And the dog without master, he is in very bad situation. So, in this way, you must have guru. Without guru, you are in very bad shape.
Ilma guruta, te olete väga raskes olukorras.
Guru is required.
Gurut on vaja.
If you want to achieve actual peace and happiness in life, you must have guru.
Kui te tahate saavutada täielikku õndsust ja edu selles maailmas.
Tasmad gurum prapadje chaje grashu shreya uttamam. If you want to learn that transcendental science, you must approach guru.
Kui tahate õppida seda transcendentaalset teadust, siis te peate lähenema gurule.
It is not optional, it is obligatory.
Et see ei ole valikuline, see on kohustuslik.
You must take shelter of guru.
Te peate leidma varjupaiga guru juures.
Then you can get out of this material existence.
Siis te saate välja sest materiaalsest eksistentsist.
Otherwise it is not possible.
Vastas lihul ei ole võimalik see.
Any other questions?
Kas on veel teisi küsimusi?
So everybody is happy.
Kas kõik on õnnelikud?
Huh? Hmm? Everyone's happy. Are you happy?
Clara, tead, ma ütlen selle välja.
Ütle muidugi.
Clara is saying that you asked that everybody's happy. You asked.
Yes.
And she said that yes, in their own way.
And what is that happiness?
Aga nüüd küsimus sulle. Mis sorti õnn see selline on? So she's saying that yes, yes, like there are miseries anyway. Even this, like this, let's say, like own kind of happiness. There is miseries anyway, but she just has to, how to say, accept them.
See, if your happiness is based on material circumstances, it is illusory happiness.
Et kui sinu õnn põhineb materiaalsetel tingimustel, siis see on illusoorne õnn.
If your happiness is based on your relationship with Krishna, then that is real happiness.
Aga kui sinu õnn põhineb suhtel Krishnaga, siis see on tõeline õnn.
I may be happy, well, I have this situation in the material world, but that situation will be taken away at any minute.
See võid olla õnnelik, et mul oli selline situatsioon. Ja ma olen õnnelik, aga see situatsioon võib sul väga kiiresti ära kaduda.
And then where is your happiness?
Ja küsimus on, kus on siis sinu õnn?
You must to base your happiness on material circumstances, that is foolish.
Et väga rumal on nii-öelda siis oma õnne hoida materiaalsetel tingimustel.
Am I right or wrong? You tell me.
Ütle nüüd sina mulle, kas ma eksin või mitte?
No, kindlasti ei eksi. Ma lihtsalt tahan seda öelda, et näiteks kui ma olin Indias, siis ma olin väga õnnelik seal. Uh-huh. Et ma nagu ei kohanudki selliseid materiaalsed asju, mis nagu mind noh, nii väga häiriksid. Uh-huh. Aga kui ma tulin tagasi siia, siis nüüd ma olen sunnitud kõik selle uuesti endale nagu noh, vastu võtma selle, uh-huh. mis on materiaalne. Uh-huh. Ja see teeb mind praegu õnnetuks. Ma praegu ütlen ausalt välja, et ma olen täiesti õnnetu. Uh-huh. Ma ei ole õnnelik, aga seal ma olin õnnelik, kui ma olin kogu aeg selles keskkonnas, ma olin vaimses keskkonnas. Mind nagu ei häirinudki miski selline asi, et mina saan niimoodi aru, et olla vaimselt täielikult õnnelik peab siiski olema kuskil vaimses keskkonnas ka. Mm-hmm. Et väga raske on näiteks olla siin ja olla õnnelik, et see peab olema väga, väga, väga tugevalt selles teaduses.
Okay.
Mina veel ei ole.
Okay, what's the point?
So, okay, so, of course, at first she says that of course you're right. And then she said that she was recently in India, in Mayapur, and there she was happy, like the material circumstances didn't bother her. But she came back, and now like bombardment, and she's right now she's unhappy because like material things like crashing, and so she says that in order to be happy, one has to be in a like very like how to say very spiritual place. One has to be in a very spiritual place to be happy. Or very strong one has to be.
Yes, I accept that.
Ma olen nõus sinuga.
So what's the solution now? You have a problem, you're back in Estonia.
Aga nüüd, mis on lahendus sinu olukorrale? Sa tagasi Eestis?
Tagasi minda.
So she's saying to go back to India.
Yes, that's one solution. But I can tell you another solution, even better one.
She's also saying that this like environment that one has around yes, has to be like, supportive.
I understand your point. But I'm giving you a solution for your problem. Would you like to hear? Would you like to hear the solution?
Of course.
Srila Prabhupada said, if we're not happy, we cannot blame it on the external situation.
Srila Prabhupada ütles, et kui me oleme õnnetud, siis me ei saa süüdistada väliseid tingimusi selles õnnetuses.
It's simply our own lack of Krishna consciousness.
Ainuke asi, millega meil tegemist on see, et see on meie enda Krishna teaduse puudulikkus.
Let me explain. Listen to me.
Oota, kuula mind.
Now it's your, I've heard you, now it's your turn to listen to me.
Et ma kuulasin, siin on sinu kord mind kuulata.
A person who is highly advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Inimene, kes on väga kõrgelt arenenud Krishna teaduses.
They live in Mayapur at every minute, wherever they go.
Nemad elavad igal hetkel Mayapuris, just siin, kus nad ka ei viibiks.
Because they carry Mayapur in their heart.
Sellepärast, et nad hoiavad Mayapuri oma südames.
Wherever they go, Mayapur is within their heart and they are within Mayapur.
Et üksik, kus kohas nad ka ei ole Mayapur enda südames ja nemad on samuti läbi selle Mayapuris.
It is simply a matter of becoming purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Et ainuke asi ongi siin selles, et, et kuidas saada olla puhtalt süvenenud Krishna teaduses.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Kas sa kordad regulaarselt 16 ringi? No.
There is one problem there. See, if you will chant 16, the 16 rounds will take you into Mayapur every morning.
Et kui sa kordaksid 16 ringi, siis iga hommikuse 16 ringi viiksin Mayapuri.
If you make the, just like you made the endeavor, now you listen.
Palun kuule.
You made the endeavor to go to Mayapur in India, yes?
Et sa tegid selle püüdluse minna Indiasse Mayapuri.
It took money, it took time, it took trouble to get there, didn't it?
Et see võttis raha, see võttis püüdlus, et sinna jõuda.
So in the same way, if you will take some trouble to chant 16 rounds every day morning on your beads.
Samamoodi, kui sa võtad vastu need püüdlused, et iga päev hommikul korrata kuses mingi ma helmestan.
What airline did you fly to India?
Et mis see lennufirma, kus Indiasse sõitsid? Finnair.
Finnair, okay, very good. So, Finnair is one airline. We have another airline called Hare Krishna Airlines. And if you will fly on Hare Krishna Airlines every morning, you see. Every morning you can fly to Mayapur on Hare Krishna Airlines. Do you know where is the airport? Do you know where the airport is? Can you guess where the airport is, Mataji? Where is the airport for Hare Krishna Airlines? Can you guess where it is? Tell me. I'll tell you. Hold your big bag up. Hold your bead bag up. Grab your bead bag. Grab your bead bag. Yes, there is the airport for Hare Krishna Airlines.
But she's saying that
I just cannot chant 16 rounds.
I just can't go to the, even though I want to go to Mayapur. I just can't get to the airport. All you have to do, Mataji, is get to the airport. And get on the airplane. And the airplane will take you to Mayapur. But if you refuse to go to the airport, what can I do? I can lead the horse to the water, but I cannot force to drink, you see. All you have to do is go to the airport. It's like now you're doing something with your fingers. You like to move your fingers, I can see them. So why don't you move your fingers on the beads? It's the same motion of the fingers.
Sama näppude liigutus, but she said that, but I have to go to work.
At what time do you go to work?
Mis kell sa lähed tööle?
Hommikul pool seitse.
Esmaspäevast reedeni või?
Yeah.
Okay. At what time?
It's half past six.
Uh-huh.
Very early, half past six, uh-huh. From Monday to Friday.
At what time do you get home from work?
Mis kell sa tööd kohe tagasi jõuad?
Kolm.
At 3 o'clock.
Oh, 3 o'clock.
Oh, kell kolm. Ma
You have one of two choices then. You can go to bed very early at like 8 o'clock in the evening and get up very early and chant your rounds in the morning.
Näiteks sa võid minna iga õhtu hästi vara magama, näiteks kell 8 ja tõusta väga vara üles ja korrata oma mantrat enne tööd.
Or when you get home from work, you can take bath and put on tilak.
Või näiteks see, et sa tuled näiteks tagasi töölt, käid pesemas ja paned tilaka enda
läbi. And sit down in front of your altar and chant 16 rounds right after you get home from work.
Ja kohe kui sa tuled tööl tagasi, lähed oma altari ette, istud maha ja kordad 16 ringi ära.
You can do one or the other. You can chant right when you get home from work, or you can go to bed early and get up and chant all your rounds before you go to work.
See on kaks varianti. Kas ühesõnaga lähed hommikul vana magama, kordad enne tööle minekut, või näiteks tuled tagasi tööl ja kordad kohe ära.
How long does it take you to chant 16 rounds?
Kui kaua sul võtab aega, et korrata 16 ringi?
Kaks tundi.
About two hours.
Ah, very good.
Väga hea.
So you get up at 3 a.m.
Et näiteks tõused üles kell 3.
Take your bath. Between 3:30 and 5:30, you get all your rounds done.
Et näiteks poole neljast poole kuueni saad korrata kõik oma.
Then you have 45 minutes for breakfast.
Siis on 45 minutit aega hommikusöögiks.
You go to bed. How much sleep do you need at night? How many hours?
Palju sul unejaks tunde läheb vaja? 6 hours
only, very good. So you go to bed by 9 o'clock, you get up by 3. Go to bed by 9 and get up by
3. Sorry, et ma lähen magama.
Aga sa tulevad esastavast reedeni külalised.
Mitte niimoodi, aga ikka kivul voorib inimesi. Ma ei ole päris niimoodi. Ma olen täiesti askeetlikult. Ma ei saa elada ju. Ma olen tingimustes sõltu.
So, Bak Ting Clara is saying that she's conditioned by the environment. And she says that she's like, anything can happen. Like, relatives may come to visit at 9 o'clock. Friends can come. Right. She cannot live like very ascetic.
Do you live alone?
Kas elad üksi?
Jaa.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Siis teeb asja lihtsamaks.
That's why... Oh, the free... Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Ma mõistan, mida sa tahad öelda.
You have to train up your friends. You have to train your friends and your relatives.
Sa peaksid oma sugulasi sõpru natuke treenima.
You have to be the guru, you see.
Sa peaksid olema guru.
You have to train them.
But she's saying that then I will lose my relatives. I will lose
oma lapselapsest, ma ei luba
tal. Train them in a loving way.
Aga siis treeni neid armastaval viisil.
And they will respect you.
Ja nad austavad sind, kui sa niimoodi teed armastaval viisil.
One way is you just you go if you have some place you can go where they don't know where to find you also.
Üks võimalus on ka, et lähed kuhugi sinna, kus saad sind üles leia.
Jah,
tavaliselt
nii ma teen.
Ah, she's saying that actually she does it often to goes to go, she goes somewhere that they cannot find her.
That's very good.
So väga hea.
Ei, ma loen küll mantrat, aga pärast tööd ja ma lähen näiteks järve äärde jalutama ja siis ma loen mantrat, aga ma ei suuda puhtest ringi, ma igapäeval kohe raudselt ei suuda lugeda, et loen teine kord, lähen teine kord rohkem, aga mul ei ole nähtust järjepidevust, selles on asi.
What you all need is a morning program, see? If you had a morning program here that she could come to the morning program, she could come and chant at the morning program away from her. Well, the thing is, at night, that's the problem, yeah. They wake her up at night.
And she lives outside of Tartu, like, yeah. 25 kilometers out of Tartu, she lives also.
Yeah, your problem is the relatives coming at night, they won't let you go to bed early, that's the problem.
Next problem I have is...
Huh?
That's another problem. Problem is that she doesn't want to lose her relatives.
Yeah, I mean, I understand there's a certain reasonableness there we have to deal with. So you just have to tell your relatives that because you have a schedule to go to bed by 9 every night and if they want to come, they got to come earlier, that's all.
Et mõisega, sa pead ikkagi arvestama neid, ütleme nii-öelda suhted ka oma sugulastega, aga üks asja on see, et sa saad öelda neile, et sul on sükkene graafik, et sa tahtke üheks magama
heita. You just have to tell them, 9 o'clock is my cut-off time, I take rest at 9 o'clock.
Sa saad neile öelda, et kell 9 on see aeg, mille ma magama heitan.
And if you lose your relatives, so what?
If sa kaotad oma sugulased, mis siis?
Relatives are relative.
Sugulased on sugulased.
Only Krishna and his devotees are absolute.
Et sugulased on nii-öelda relatiivsed. Nad on kaduvad.
So if your attachment to your relatives keeps you entangled in the material world, what's the good of it?
Aga Krishna on ju igavene. Aga kui nüüd ütleme sinu kiindumus oma sugulastes hoiab siin materiaalse maailmas, siis mis kasu on sellest?
Better to detach yourself from your relative.
Parem siis loobuda ja loobuda oma sugulastes.
At least you can tell them, you know, you're welcome to come, but at 9 o'clock I'm going to sleep. That's
it.
So you're saying you're conditioned by the material world, and that's the problem for you here. But you like a type of conditioning that would let you live in Mayapur every minute. Even while you're here in Estonia, that is my question. Would you like a type of condition? Huh?
Of course.
Yes. That is the guru's job.
But see, the guru there.
The guru will train you.
Guru training.
You have to take the training of the guru, you see.
Actually, she just said that she saw her guru in Mayapur and was very happy.
Yeah, but you have to learn how to connect with them every minute. You should write your guru and tell him about your problem.
She's saying that right now she has not written, but she will write.
You need to tell your guru, ask your guru what time to give you a schedule for your sadhana so you can do it nicely every day. Say, Guru Maharaj, please give me a daily schedule for my sadhana. And then you must follow it. And then by the mercy of your guru, you'll be living in Mayapur every minute. Alright, so that's... Anybody else have a question? Yeah.
Okay, it's just a technical question that makes like not MP3s, it doesn't record a different file format. Wow. Okay, and he wants to know that does your this recorder record directly MP3 files? Yeah, otseselt, et ta on kohane, aga MP3 faili salvestab.
Any transcendental questions?
Selgeks teha, nad on väiksed, nad ei saa sellest aru, nad vaatavad, et sa tõrjud neid, et sul ei sobi, nende külas käib.
Amanda ka
või?
Tähendab tihti külas sul, jah?
Muidugi, et rakselt ongi.
Okei. Seda see midagi veel lisada
selle. No see ongi see teema.
See on nagu raske, see on tihti raskus. Okei. So Indra, this is a practical question. He wants to know that, let's say... Well, we're speaking about relatives. If you take like such relatives as like aunt or uncle or like mother, father, to them you can tell that yes, I have to go to sleep. I have to do with my spiritual practice, and they will understand. But what about children, like grandchildren? If you tell them, they start to feel like that you are rejecting them. How to deal with children? This is a problem.
You have to train them lovingly. Train them in Krishna consciousness, and then they will understand.
Sa pead need armastusega treenima, kui sa tead, siis nad saavad ka mõista seda. Et see on kõik.
You have grandchildren?
Et kas sul on lapsed?
Ei.
Lapsed. Ma olen lapsed.
Üks ainuke.
It's a simple thing. At 9 o'clock, you turn off all the lights and lock the door, and somebody comes and think, "Oh, she's not home."
But one thing is that, like, let's take the grandchild of Clara. This grandchild.
Does the grandchild live with her?
No.
They come independently on their own. At 9 o'clock at night, a small child will come all alone at night to her door.
Even maybe later, this child comes.
A small child will come knocking in the middle of the night.
It's actually like this child lives like the next building, like a neighbor.
Well, if the door is locked and the lights are off and no one answers, the child will just have to go home and think, well, she's not home.
But the child knows that she is home.
Put a note on the door, do not disturb.
But Indrek says that, but then this child will not come back if you put a sign on the door.
Then it's not worth having a relationship with such a child. You can't be respectful.
But then he said, the point is that the child is just so small that this kind of child doesn't have yet this proper understanding of how to respect. They don't understand this.
Then you have to train them how to respect. By showing them that this is the time when you can see me and this is the time when you cannot see me, they will learn. If you never give the child any training, how they will learn anything? That's the problem. The parents don't know how to train the children nowadays. And for the children coming out bad, a child requires training. To train the child. Any philosophical question?
Kas on filosoofilisi küsimusi?
Otherwise, what's the point?
Et vaasel juhul nagu milles siis asja mõte on?
It's like you have a son. Dainis has a son. Is he allowed to take you away from your japa time? Does he feel that you don't love him because you're chanting japa?
Aga kas sinu laps, kurmas küsib, et kas siis Tainise laps tunneb, et siis Tainise ei armasta teda, kui ta kordab tšapat mantrat.
He knows that you love him. He knows that you love Krishna and he knows that you love him also, isn't it?
Ju poeg teab, et sa armastad Krishnat ja sinna armastad ka teda samamoodi ja Taini saagutab seda.
If the child thinks that he is God,
kui laps mõtleb, et ta on Jumal,
then he may be disturbed, yes.
Siis ta võib olla küll häirik.
But you have to train the child. You are not God. Krishna is God. And we have to act in such a way that Krishna is pleased. If the child is not trained to become Krishna conscious, then you are murdering that child. You're killing him. Huh?
In the name of
so-called love and affection, you're killing him.
Et nii-öelda siis armastuse nimel tegelikult tapata.
Aga suurased arvavad teistmoodi, et ma just tapan selle, et ma Krishna teadustab selle.
But how to say, but relatives think differently. They think that
you have to train your relatives also.
Aga sa pead oma sugulasi samuti treenima.
Treenin, jah, võitlen.
The relatives require training also. Yeah. The whole world requires training.
Don Quixote.
Kogu maailma treenimist.
You're complaining you're miserable because you're gone from Mayapur. I'm telling you how you can live in Mayapur every minute.
Et sa oled õnnelt, et sa pole Mayapuris, aga ma tegelikult näitan sulle viisi, kuidas sa saaksid olla Mayapuris igal hetkel.
But you're fighting with me.
Aga sa võitled minuga.
Instead of taking the advice on how you can live in Mayapur every minute, you're fighting against me.
Et tõesti, selle asemel, et võtta seda sest kasu, sa võitled minuga.
I'm giving you the understanding how you can live in Mayapur 24 hours a day.
Et ma annan tegelikult sulle ju selle arusaamise, kuidas olla Mayapuris 24 tundi ööpäevas.
So I don't think you should fight with me now.
Ja seega ma arvan, et sa ei peaks minuga võitlema.
I'm trying to help you.
Püüan sind aidata.
So try to learn from me.
Et sa peaksid minut õppima.
This is one of the austerities of being a spiritual master.
Et see on üks askees olemast nii-öelda maailmse õpetaja olemise puhul olemas kees.
We try to lovingly help them and guide them and they feel we are trying to impose upon them.
Et me armastusega püüame neid juhtida aidata, aga nendel on tunne, et me püüame midagi peale suruda.
So one has to become expert in the art of presenting it in such a way that people become attracted to it.
Ja seega inimene peaks saama täiuslikuks selles kunstis, et kuidas ta saab inimestele midagi nii-öelda tutvusta selgest ja sellisel viisil, et inimesi...
So do you understand I'm trying to help you?
Et kas sa mõistate, et ma püüan teda aidata?
Bhaktin Clara?
Bhaktin Clara.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you live in Mayapur every minute.
Oh, of course I understand.
Ah, okay. Very good. She's thinking it's impossible, you see.
Et asja on selles, et sa mõtle, et see on võimatu.
Isn't it? You're thinking it's impossible to live in Mayapur.
Everything is possible.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So just try to train them up little by little, if not all at once. To give you facility for your...
Actually, she's saying that she's doing it. Like gradually.
Oh, that's good.
And she's also trying to train herself.
Do you have your house like an ashram?
Et kas sinu kodu on nagu ashram?
With all Krishna everywhere and Prabhupada and your Guru Maharaj and everywhere, books and posters like an ashram?
Kas on niimoodi, et noh, et igal pool on Krishna, Prabhupada, sinu Guru Maharaj, posterid, on niimoodi?
Yeah. Very good. You always playing the Krishna conscious music?
Kas sa vaati mängid Krishna teaduse muusika?
That's very good.
She doesn't listen anything else.
Ah, oh, very good.
Väga hea, väga hea.
Well, you're heading in the right direction.
Sa ju liigud täiesti õiges suunas.
Do you feed all your relatives nice prasadam?
Et kas sa toidad kõikidele oma sugulastele head prasadi? Of course.
Ah, oh, very good.
She doesn't
offer. You're doing the right thing.
Et sa teed õiget asja.
We just want to give you our blessings. In our full encouragement that you can completely make all of your family members Krishna conscious.
Et me anname sulle kõik oma õnnistused, et sa saaksid kõik oma sugulased viia Krishna teadusesse.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right, so there's nothing else?
Kui pole rohkem midagi.
Yes.
Selline küsimus, et ma lugesin seda raamatut, kus oli nagu räägitud sellest Nishinga jumalusest. Ja seal oli mingi siuke kust nagu siuke linn, kus sa nimeti seda nagu kõussid, aga ta oli midagi muud nagu. Kus nagu teeniti jumalust, aga see jumalust ei teeniti hästi ja lõpuks see koht lihtsalt nagu, seal ei saa keegi elada, et mis selle kohaga nagu on. See on kuskil Indias, ma ei mäleta seda kohaga.
Okei, okay, tõesõnaga, et sugesid raamatud nüüd singa teevast. Ja seal ei kirjeldu, et mingisugune linn, kus ei teenitud, mis inga teevad hästi.
Ja see linnaga juhtus niimoodi, et
keegi saa selle elada.
Selline koht, jah. Aha. Selline teegus nagu.
Seal linnas on mingi teegus ja see elada.
Ja
miks niimoodi on?
Ja. Küla.
Küla, ja miks siis nii on? Okei. Okay. Et so, Janek read a book about Lord Nishinga there. And there was told that There is a, in India, there is one village or some town where they worship Lord Shingadev, but they didn't worship him properly. And therefore, there is some place in that town where nobody could can live. Why is this?
I don't know.
Mahidya.
But if you're going to worship Lord Nrisimhadev, you shouldn't beg him for any material thing.
You
simply beg for pure devotion. Bahir Nasingo Hridaye Nasinga. You should beg, my dear Lord Nrisimhadev, please purify my heart so that it's free of all the impurities.
Palun puhasta minu südant nii kaua, kuni see saab olema täiesti puhas igasuguse.
And please bless me that I can give Krishna consciousness to everybody that I meet.
Ja palun õnnista mind, et ma saaksin anda Krishna teadus kõikidele nendele, keda ma kohtan.
Those are the two boons you should beg from Lord Nrisimhadev.
Et meil on need kaks õnnistus, mida sa peaksid paluma Jumalale Shingadev.
We sing it every day in the Shinga prayers.
Et me Shinga palvetes me iga päev laulame seda.
Bahir Nasingo Hridaye Nasingo. Bahir means Nrisimha externally.
Et Bahir Nrisimha tähendab Nrisimha väliselt.
Hridaye Nasingo means Nrisimha within the heart.
Ja Hridaye Nrisimha tähendab Nrisimha südames.
So you should pray that Lord Nrisimhadev will become fully situated in your heart and drive all the impurities out of your heart. And you should pray that you can make the whole world conscious of Lord
Nrisimhadev.
Or Lord Krishna. Wherever you go. Bahir Nasingo, Hridaye Nasingo. So any other questions? All right. There's nothing else. We can stop here. Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai. Srila Gurudeva Ki
Jai.